Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. But you already knew that, didn't you? Pam Harper is with us, folks. Pam's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's a nationally known, recognized consultant and speaker on helping people put their best foot forward in the marketplace, helping them operate their businesses better. And she is the author of Preventing Strategic Gridlock. And lately, she has been spending a lot of time thinking about, working on, advising about innovation. And she's here to talk to us about that very thing. Actually, to continue to talk to us about it, because the last time or two that she's been with us, this is what we've talked about. And this is just another great installment. This is very important, folks, because we're heading into the second decade of the 21st century, and things here are different. Pam Harper, welcome back to the show.
It's great to be back, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Pam, last time you were here, we talked about innovation. We talked about reinventing yourself and using innovation to help you do that. And you told us that you were going to have an event coming up, and that was going to, where you were going to have people come in, you had people who were going to attend, and you were going to talk about this idea of reinvention through innovation. And I asked you to come back and tell us about how things went. And so I'd like you to tell us what happened and what did you learn.
Well, it was very exciting. First of all, this was the first of its kind event. It was co-organized between the Association for Corporate Growth New Jersey and Fairleigh Dickinson University's Rothman Institute of Entrepreneurial Studies. And we had never done anything like this. So we were innovating on an event about innovation. And the thing that was interesting, too, is so many people think about innovation strictly as product innovation. What we were trying to convey was it's about business model innovation, too. That's another form of innovation.
It's part of the strategic thinking, isn't it?
Absolutely. And we had companies that were large. We had as large as GlaxoSmithKline, the giant pharmaceutical consumer product company. We had small companies, very small companies, entrepreneurial folks. We had a company by the name of Printtech. They are involved in the future printing, as they call it, and WineChateau.com. Huh. And so we had the Girl Scouts of Northern New Jersey. We had a mix of folks, nonprofit,
wow,
for-profit, and we learned from each other. And what was truly fascinating is that there were common themes.
You know, it is interesting how business fundamentals transcend industries, transcend disciplines. Over the years, I've had many, many ministers tell me how much they've learned from listening to the show.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. There are just common themes about how organizations,
yep,
get things done, but not just get things done, how leaders think about getting things done, and then it translates. So I really came away with, I'd say, three key points that everybody pretty much agreed were on track.
What? Tell us the three, and then let's talk about the three.
Okay. Well, the first one, no surprise since I talk about strategy so much, it was the importance of strategy.
Right.
That you can't just say, well, I've got to reinvent myself now.
Right.
You know, and I don't think too many people do that, but
right,
it was the importance of really being aware
all right,
of the
all right,
business.
Wait, Pam, I want you to tell us all three of them, and then I'm going to talk about them. First one is the importance of strategy.
Yeah. Making sure you have buy-in of the key stakeholders, and then fostering a culture that permits this growth and reinvention.
Believing, understanding, recognizing, accepting the importance of strategy.
Right.
Making sure that you as the owner or the leader aren't the only one who's invested in this thing. Make sure your stakeholders are invested in it.
Yes.
And then the third thing was making sure that you were fostering a culture and environment that allowed for innovation.
Yes, it is.
So those three things, okay? Now let's talk about the first one.
Okay. Well, as I said, the thing that was interesting about strategy on this is that we all pretty much agreed that where people have certainly had to deal with reinvention in a variety of ways, I mean, think about horses and buggy whips, we talked about that last time,
right.
is this is a much more proactive kind of thing. People are thinking ahead, and they're saying, I'm becoming aware of the business environment around me. What's going on? And that was the thing that all of the panelists tended to agree on, is that people have to become much more watchful in a variety of ways. It's not just about customers, what's happening with customers. It's also what's happening in the regulatory environment.
Right.
It's what's happening with suppliers. It's what's happening with just a host of different
global
things.
Global influence. Now, and these days, and these days, sovereign debt global influence.
You bet.
Et cetera,
so
et cetera.
There are so many things.
You know, there was a time, Pam, and I remember these times. I'm old enough to remember the sort of the end of this era when a company could develop a strategy, could develop a business model, a product, a pricing structure, an ad campaign, whatever it might be. They could develop that, work hard on it, be visionary even, and then kind of nod off for a year or 5 years or 10 years and just let the machine run, you know?
Yeah.
And that was a nice trip down memory lane, wasn't it, Pam?
Sure. But now what's happening is it's not enough to have a wonderful strategy and to execute it well, but you need to be so aware, and that's what people kept saying over and over, you need to be aware of all of these things. One woman, one of the panelists said, it's like, how did I suddenly get to be 20 pounds heavier, is the way she put it. You know how
right.
when you're standing there one day and you say, things have changed. And she said, we swore we would never let that happen again. We will always be aware of what's going on. So every year, I would suggest this is a wonderful time. If this is when you look at your strategy every year,
mm-hmm.
Think about what is the same and what is different over the last year.
Well, you know, but you can't wait, and I agree with you. Every year is a good time to spend time, you know, sort of checking your position. But you really have to be taking notes and paying attention all year long, don't you?
Well, that is true, and I say that because there are some folks that don't look more than once a year.
Well, they don't have time. Small businesses don't have to. I mean, we can't function if we have to reinvent ourselves every 30 days.
But what you can do is you can look at very small, what I call checkpoints. And in my book, I talk about this. There are things that one could call checkpoints that
right.
just say,
right.
are we on track? And if we're not, what's the same? What's different?
Right.
You know, there's something going on. And it's a small warning sign that says, something's changing. Something's changing. Be aware of it.
Hold
That's
on to that thought,
I'm
Pam.
Saying.
We have to take a quick break. Book,
okay.
Folks, the book is Preventing Strategic Gridlock by Pamela Harper, Pamela S. Harper on the book. And we're going to talk about the other two things that Pam learned at this big event, this innovation event that she had. And we'll do that right after these messages, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
But no one can tell.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.